for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
It is the 4th of July, Celebrate America, special edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. To every Arizona homeowner, I'd like to extend the invitation that you come on in to my house here at Rosie on the House. We'll do everything we can to answer every question, concern, or worry you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can do that by dialing 1-888-767-4348. And in this Celebrate America edition of Rosie on the House, ordinarily over the last few years, we've gotten in the habit of reaching out to Grand Canyon University and bringing in Associate Professor Mr. David Dean. And he is always a showstopper. He is always loaded and packed with America history that no one else ever seems to know or be able to bring. He's got more on the top of his mind in regards to Arizona history than anybody I've ever met. But we're going to do a special thing today that we have never done on Rosie on the House. If you want to celebrate America, or you know someone that needs to celebrate America, you're going to want to reach out to them and tell them to tune in for the next 2 hours. We pushed it out on all our social networks. We pushed it out in our newsletter. We are going to have two very special guests in show for the next couple hours. Families that risked everything they have, including their physical well-being, their fortunes, their homes, everything they owned, to get to America. These are two real life survivors of the flee to America, and they're going to be here this morning. I'm going to introduce them in a little while, sharing their story about what it was about America that proved so big a magnet that you were willing to walk away from house, home, family, tradition, your homeland, and risk everything to get right here in the United States of America. See, I'm getting choked up. I knew I'd get choked up this show. So we'll be talking about your house, home, castle, and cabin. We're going to be talking about exterior shade. We did a study not too long ago. Well, it was a long time ago. It was 10 years ago. There's just like 3 years there. They're just blacked out for me, so it doesn't seem that long ago. And we took thermal imaging temperatures of various different products that you could use for exterior surfaces in and about your yard landscaping. Flagstone, cool deck, raw concrete, lawn, decomposed granite, pavers, Trex, redwood. And we took the temperature of all those, and I want to share them with you as you plan out your backyard. The last thing you want to do in creating that resort inviting environment out there is create a heat sink where it's hotter in your backyard than it is out in the middle of the road. So we'll coach you through that. We're also going to talk about, with the rampant pace of real estate sales right now, the 10 problems home inspectors are finding in homes today more often than any. So those I want you to be aware of. And then we got a lot of questions this week at the old Rosie on the House headquarters. Hey, Rosie, have you seen what happened in Florida? No, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, what are the chances that could happen, on the shore of the Verde River in downtown Tempe, an ASU dormitory? I'm talking, of course, about the collapse of the condominium in Miami. And I'm going to talk through why the probability of that ever happening here is extremely rare. I'm going to tell you why it's extremely rare anywhere in America. That's what makes this such headline news. It is so rare here. So with all that said, let me take a couple minutes and introduce two very special guests. And as we talk about the celebration of America, I want all of you that are listening to get up right now and make sure that Old Glory is on display somewheres in your front yard. A bunting, a banner, get the flag out on the flagpole. Get your appreciation for this great country on display right now. As a loyal listener of Rosie on the House, I'm asking you all to do that. In the last 5 years, I've had the very unique opportunity to meet six families who each have a separate story about immigrating to America. A Croatian who fled Croatia to Vienna and ended up here in the Valley. A couple Laotian brothers who, at the fall of Laos, swam as a family of six across the Mekong River. The youngest member of that family was 2 years old. Swam across the Mekong River. Lived in a refugee camp in Thailand for a year. Were flown to Northern California and kept in a refugee camp there for 6 months. Put on a bus and dropped off in L.A. They got off the bus. Mom, dad, four kids. The dad had $3.35 in his pocket. And they are all a success in America today. We've got Miss Joanna, who's here in studio this morning, who as an infant was literally smuggled out of Poland by her young newlywed mother and father. Joanna, we're really excited about to hear your story. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me and letting me share our story.
Absolutely. And then every once in a while, you say something on air that comes full circle and becomes a significant blessing. And we have a regular listener who lives out in the North Valley. Let's just call him Ted. And he heard me say a little while ago that I'd give $1 million if I could have a female construction superintendent that was bilingual. So about a month ago, he called to collect his $1 million. Ted, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Rosie.
So Ted introduces us to Miss Sephora. Sephora is here this morning to join us, who journeyed here through some very heart-rending, heartbreaking circumstances from Romania. And Sephora is going to share her story. Sephora, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, we're going to really appreciate hearing y'all's story. So again, if you'd like to join the conversation, or if you have a story you'd like to share about why you celebrate America, this is your opportunity to get online and help us spread the message about the greatest nation on the globe in human history. If you want to argue or contest that, call me. Let's go at it. 1-888-767-4348. All right, to get the show started, I'm going to start by talking through shade creation. And this is part two of what we started last week, where we asked you to kind of go on the county assessor's website, and you can take a look at the footprint of your house on your building lot. And then you can go to Google Earth or any one of the Zillows or any of the other satellite imaging, and you can actually take a picture of your house from the sky and enlarge that up to a pretty big scale and just start imagining what each corner of the yard, what function you want that yard to do. I had a ASU professor in architecture that said every property should have 12 stations of the beer. He wanted every property to have 12 places you could go and meditate and have your favorite refreshment and enjoy some micro habitat environment that you've established in that area. And I'll never forget that, being raised Catholic, the 12 stations always meant something to us. It just meant something different to him. He wanted 12 places. So be thinking about, you probably have two or three of those inside your house. Let's go about creating 6 or 7 or 8 micro little environments in your yard that you can get out and enjoy. Maybe enjoy the lighting, maybe enjoy the fire pit in the winter, maybe enjoy the water feature in the summer, maybe enjoy the shade, the misting system, the circulating fan, the music, the big screen TV, whatever it is. Small settings where you can go privately or with your dearest and closest friends and just have that reflective moment of enjoying where you can sit and count your many blessings. We're going to be talking about all that here today on Rosie on the House. But before we go to first break, I can't go to first break without congratulating the Phoenix Suns. How about the Phoenix Suns? You know, them stinking Clippers, they deserve to get squashed. Dirty players. I thought the Spurs were the only ones that played that dirty. So we were able to beat 2 LA teams to make it to the Western Conference Championship. That just makes it all the more sweeter to me. Congratulations, Phoenix Suns. We'll certainly be rooting for you here the next couple weeks. And congratulations to Mississippi State, who won the College World Series. As a Southeastern Conference follower and fan, this is the first team national championship Mississippi State has ever had in any sport. So hats off to Mississippi State. More with Rosie on the House right after this. Stay tuned.